الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسجد بيت كل تقي، وتكفل الله لمن كان المسجد بيته بالروح والرحمة والجواز على الصراء إلى رضوان الله وإلى الجنة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are aware, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going through a very, very difficult and a trying period. Such are the images and reports of atrocities, of persecution, of mass slaughter of innocent Muslim women and children, of whole localities being wiped out, of food and basic necessities of life being cut off, that one does not have to be a Muslim to feel the pain and the hurt, to witness these unbearable scenes. Even if there is a vestige of humanity left in an individual, whether he be Muslim or kafir, he cannot help but be enraged and deeply affected by what one can only describe as being a level of atrocity that one feels that if even the rocks and stones had eyes, they also would begin to cry. Iman that is within us, my respected brothers, this is the cornerstone of our faith. However, iman is not something that is tangible. You can't see it. It hasn't got a shape or form. Nor are you able to take a measuring tape or some scale and weigh your iman. But there are certain yardsticks, call it thermometers, gauging principles, that our beloved and our noble master sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given us, by which we can gauge the level of our iman. And the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, in the face of the current situation that the ummah is facing, if we are still in a mental state to be planning some vacation or holiday, or we are still interested or carried away by useless sports activities, and we are still carrying on our lives, planning all sorts of useless activities, then this is a grave, an extremely grave indictment about the level of our iman. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Mathalul mu'mineen fi tawaddihim wa tarahumihim wa ta'atufihim kamathali jasadin wahid. Idha ishtaka 'udwun min tada'a lahu sa'irul jasad bis-sahari wal humma. Analogy Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives. He says the example of the Muslim Ummah is that know and understand compartmentalization is impossible. It goes against Iman. It's not a Gaza problem and not a Palestine problem and not a Kashmir problem and not a Burma problem. He said the example of a believer of that Iman which is within you is that wherever this ummah is suffering, wherever there is pain, wherever there is affliction, wherever there is hardship, wherever there is persecution, wherever there is oppression, he said the entire ummah will come together like one body. Their pain will be felt by you. Their hurt will be felt by you. It's not somebody else's mother, it's not somebody else's sister, it's not somebody else's child. But you are one ummah. You are united by the brotherhood of Islam. He said, Mathalul mu'mineen, the example of Iman in your mutual love for one another, in your mutual mercy for one another, in your mutual compassion, sympathy, empathy with one another. He said, it's like one body. When the head is paining, the whole body does not disassociate itself from the head. But the whole body works in unison to address the pain in that one limb. Why? Because it is one body. To such an extent, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bis-sahari wal-humma. He said, the whole body becomes sleepless. The fever affects the entire body. The sleeplessness affects the entire body. You and I, as people of Iman, it is impossible for us to be at ease. It is impossible for us, our lives, to be carrying on unaffected. It is impossible for us to be planning Allah's masiyat and Allah's disobedience as if nothing has happened. The Iman within us demands that their pain be shared, their hurt be shared, their persecution be shared. And if nothing else, at least the door to dua should be open. At least we should be digging deep in our pockets. Whatever Allah has given us, in whatever way or manner, we can assist those that are oppressed. We can assist those that are being persecuted mercilessly. The Iman within us demands that no holds be barred. Halat, conditions in this world, understand there is no superpower in control. There is no system of humanity in control. Halat and conditions in this world primarily are in the hands of Allah. When it comes to those that are being slaughtered, when it comes to those that are being hurt and maimed and persecuted, know and understand. One, we feel their pain, but together with that, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, "Ma la yazalul bala'u bil mu'min." Fi nafsihi wa malihi wa waladihi. This will always be Allah's system. This world is not a paradise. Nor is this world the place of justice. Justice, that day is coming. Wa nadha'u al-mawazin al-qist li-yawm al-qiyamah fala tudlamu nafsun shay'a. Allah says that day is coming when we will set up the scales of justice. فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. There will be no zulm. There will be no oppression. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah does not make zulm on anyone. In this world, you will be tested. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the true believers, the chosen ones of Allah, so far as their life, so far as their properties, so far as their families, bala, musibat, trials, tribulations will come, not because Allah has forsaken them, not because Allah has abandoned them, na'uzu billah. What is the underlying wisdom behind this? Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to such an extent, la nasab, wala ham, wala huzn. He said, no grief, no hurt, no pain in the heart, no oppression, no hardship. Hatta shoka yushakuha, to this extent, my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even the thorn that is pricking them, even that hurt will not go to in vain. Allah will repay them. Allah will reward them. Allah will wipe away their sins. Allah will raise their ranks. In the first hadith which I mentioned, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hatta yalqa Allah wa ma alayhi khati'ah. They will meet Allah in such a situation, in such a condition, that not a single sin will remain on them. This is Allah's washing machine. This is Allah's process of Rafi Darajat. They are the chosen ones of Allah. And do not feel that because of military might and because of owning the press and the media and controlling the narrative, that the truth will change, or that the zalim and the oppressor will get away. Allah's system is different. This is Quran. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلٌ فَصْلٌ وَمَا هُوَ بِالْهَزْلِ. This is Quran. There is no speech more truthful than this. My Allah calls out, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think for one second that Allah is oblivious or unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ مُهْتِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفِدَتُهُمْ سَوَاءٌ وَأَنذِرِ النَّاسِ يَوْمَ يَأْتِيهِمُ الْعَذَابُ. Do not think that Allah is negligent, Allah is unaware, Allah is oblivious of what the zalimeen and the oppressors are doing. Allah is giving them grace. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. A day is coming, the day of justice, the day when retribution will be exacted in the courts of Allah. Allah has not abandoned this ummah. This is not a time of despondence. On the one hand, Allah is raising them. Allah is elevating them. Such akhirat awaits them, that by the qasam of my Allah, if you and I had to see that, if you and I had to see that day, when they will see it, by the qasam of my Allah, they will say to Allah, send us back to the world, we want to experience the pain again. And if you and I had to see that, although we don't ask for this, we don't make this dua, but if you and I had to see that, there would be nothing but envy. There would be nothing but envy at the realization at what Allah has kept for them. On the one hand, our du'as are required. On the other hand, our financial assistance to whatever extent is possible is required. And more importantly, understand, my respected brothers, halat and conditions in this world, this is not a blind system. This is a wake-up call. This is ibrat. This is the time for you and I to take stock. Some time back it was Kashmir, then it was Burma, then it was Syria, then it was Iraq, then it was Palestine. These are not blind occurrences. This is a wake-up call. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Come back to Allah. Any attempt by you or myself to understand this situation and to address this, having taken Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having taken Quran and Hadith, having taken Deen and Shariat out of the equation. Blame the media, blame the superpowers, blame technological might, blame armies, play the blame game, look everywhere else but at ourselves. And by the qasam of my Allah, Hazrat Zainul Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Aaj ummat pareshani mein hai. Aur is pareshani se nikalne ke liye aise raaste istemal kar rahe jisse pareshani badhta hai. Today the ummat is in a malady, in a plight. And it is trying to address its plight and its malady in those avenues which will in fact exacerbate and worsen the problem. We have to internalize. We have to take a thermometer and check within ourselves how much is my life and my attitude to deen and shariat and my adherence to the commands of Allah, how much is it contributing to the current situation? وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُّصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Allah commands us at the time of musibat, at the time of calamity, at the time of strife, look within your own actions. Take a thermometer and check. No other ummat and no other Nabi is mentioned more often in the Quran than Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. 28 juz of the Quran, Allah mentions Musa alayhi salam, Allah mentions the Bani Israel. More than any other Nabi, more than any other ummat, this ummat is mentioned. And our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Musa alayhi salam, Bani Israel, halat, conditions, throughout Quran was not revealed for the Bani Israel. Quran was not revealed at the time of Musa alayhi salam. Why does Allah speak so much about this? My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my ummat will follow the Bani Israel. He said, حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. We find this expression in hadith. One is you follow someone from a distance. The other is you make mubalagha. You stress, you emphasize, you meticulously follow. How does it mean to meticulously follow? حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Where he puts his foot in the ground, put your foot on the exact same spot. He said, to that extent my ummat will follow the Bani Israel. Riwayat of Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, mafhum of the hadith, he said, if they are to fall into a pit, you will fall into the same pit. In this hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if someone from the Bani Israel commits incest with his mother, someone from my ummat will do the same thing. This ummat will face what the Bani Israel face. The difference, Allah made this the ummat of the Quran. Allah used that ummah as an example, that take your heed, take your lesson, take your ibrah, take your direction, understand Allah's sunnah. Inna fir'auna ala fil ard waja'ala ahla shi'i yastad'ifu abna'ahum yudhabbihu abna'ahum wa yastahyi nisa'ahum innahu kana min al mufsidin. How many places Allah describes the atrocity, the persecution of Fir'aun? The babies of the Bani Israel were slaughtered. Their women were enslaved. They were locked up in a prison. They had absolutely no freedom. The might and the tyranny of Fir'aun on a daily basis was crushing the Bani Israel. Musa alayhi salam is sent. Allah's sunnah is explained. What was the call of Musa alayhi salam? What was the effort that he made? Did Allah send him with some army? Did Allah send him with some military or some technology or some weaponry that didn't exist at the time of Fir'aun? How did Allah change the conditions? How did succor and comfort come to the Bani Israel? We are commanded, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِيُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. For you in the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are a wake-up call, are a ibrat, are a lesson for the people of intelligence. Occasion of Jummah, it's impossible to go into the details, but the crux, one or two important points. What was the effort that Musa alayhi salam made? When the Bani Israel said to him, that, oh Musa, we are being persecuted. Innahu lamina al-musrifin. Fir'aun is crushing us. What must we do? In kuntum amantum billah, fa'alayhi tawakkalu. In kuntum muslimin, faqalu ala Allahi tawakkalna. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lilqawmi al-zalimin. Wa najjina birahmatika minal qawmi al-kafirin. First thing, Musa alayhi salam said, develop your iman. Develop your trust and your faith in Allah. Understand, no press, no media, no superpower is coming to your assistance. Chant, beg them, turn to them, call out to them, besides Allah, they will not hear you. They are not your friends. Don't be fools. Halat and conditions are there to come back to Allah. Knock the door of Allah. Today we are prepared very quickly to chant slogans, to paint ourselves in the color of certain flags. We are very quickly prepared to march upon embassies. But ask ourselves the question, that same large group that is marching tomorrow morning at the time of Fajr, when that muazzin will call out Allah's call, when Allah's proclaimer will say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, come back to Allah, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah. Where are the same marches? Where are the same champions of Islam? Where are the same warriors of Islam? Where are those who are showing their affinity with the oppressors, with the oppressed ones? Where are we at the time of tahajjud? Where are we at the time of fajr? My Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man salla subha fi jama'atin fa huwa fi dhimmatillah." He said, if this ummah will make its fajr salah with jama'at, individually that individual, collectively the ummah, what will happen? They will be in the direct protection of Allah. They will have signed a pact, a treaty, a coalition with Allah, so that anyone that attacks them now, they have attacked Allah. فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ فِي ذِمَّةِ اللَّهِ. You will be in the direct protection of Allah. Coming back, Musa alayhi salam commanded the Bani Israel, first effort iman, first effort tawakkul, first effort turn the gaze of this heart away from Fir'aun and the might of his army. Turn the gaze of this heart to the might of Allah, to the qudrat of Allah, to the power of Allah, to the system of Allah. Put your reliance and your trust upon Allah. Beg from Allah. Cry out to Allah. In kuntum amantum billah, fa'alayhi tawakkalu. Place your trust upon Allah. What did the Bani Israel say? على الله توكلنا. على الله توكلنا. O Musa, we have heeded your call. And then they raised their hands. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين. O Allah, save us. Do not let us become. Do not let us become a fitna, a test for these oppressors. لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. Ya Allah, give us najat. Ya Allah, give us salvation from this kafir nation. Second effort, and on these two things, Quran comes down. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah, once these two conditions had been fulfilled, one condition, iman, tawakkul, trust, turning to Allah, developing one's iman. The second, اجعلوا بيوتكم قبلة وأقيموا الصلاة وبشر المؤمنين. The second condition, this is Quran. This is Quran, Khan Kolkar Sullena. Listen with the ears of iman. The tyranny, the might, the persecution, the oppression of this army that was crushing the Ummah at that time. What does Musa alayhi salam say to them? Ij'alu buyutakum qibla wa aqimu salah. Make every home a masjid. Make every home a masjid and establish salah. Establish salah. Establish salah. I don't like to say this, Allah protect us, but my respected brothers, if this ummah is not in the masjid at the time of Fajr, it is a clear indication that the heart is dead. The heart has become hard. How can we hear the cries of those little babies? How can we see the level of the oppression and the carnage? And still this doesn't awake the spark of iman within us to put our heads before Allah on the ground. Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاهُمْ بَأْسُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. When the halat, when the conditions come, what is wrong with you? Why are you not coming back to Allah? Quran tells us, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَرَّعُونَ. Allah brings this, not because Allah has forsaken you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَرَّعُونَ. So that you come back to Allah. We've got time for that mobile phone. We've got time for holidays. We've got time for vacations. We've got time for frivolous activities. Where is the ummah at the time of salah? This is Bani Israel. This is Bani Israel. Ihtimam of masjid. Ihtimam of masjid was not, masjid was not emphasized for that ummah as much as it is emphasized for this ummah. My Nabi, read the seerah, read the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In his entire life, my Nabi never established a court. He never established a marriage registrar. He never established an assembly point. He never established a meeting point for delegations. He never established some room somewhere, or some court somewhere, or some building somewhere to decide the distribution of jamaat. Throughout the entire life of my noble master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, marriage registrar was the masjid, his office was the masjid, his meeting point was the masjid, his place to give decisions on Islam, on matters of Islamic jurisprudence, arbitration was the masjid. He connected and linked the entire ummah with the masjid. Musa alayhi salam's ummah is told this. 10 times greater is the emphasis of masjid for this ummah. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, what does my master say? Al-masjidu baytu kulli taqi. Al-masjidu baytu kulli taqi. My master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, masjid is the home. Home. The word bayt is used. Same word which Allah uses for Kaabatullah. Inna awwala bayt, the first masjid on this earth. Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. فيه آيات بينات مقام إبراهيم ومن دخله كان آمنا. Quran is telling us when masjid will be alive, when on the foundation of Kaabatullah, the starving Ismail and Hajar alayhimus salam were fed from the unseen. The hearts of humanity were turned with compassion and love towards that place. Barakat came down, hidayat came down, the hidden help of Allah came down. In this is ishara, wherever throughout the earth masjid will be established on the same principles as Masjid al-Nabawi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will sustain this ummah from the unseen. Allah's barakat, Allah's hidayat, Allah's help, Allah's succor, Allah's comfort, Allah's changing the system of this world on the foundation of masjid. We want complex solution. There are no complex solution. It's simple. Kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz. Come back to Allah. Come back to Allah. Knock the door of Allah. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to say, march as much as you want, chant slogans as much as you want, misdirect your energy in whatever direction you want, but know and understand this is Allah's system. This is Allah's system. This is Allah's system. If the majma of Fajr Salah is not the same as the majma of Juma Salah, the tide will not change. When the Fajr Salah Jamaat will become the same as the Juma Salah Jamaat, Allah's Qasam, then see how batil will fall. Then see how Allah's help will come. Al-ahdu alladhi baynana wa baynahumul salah. My Nabi said the distinction between us and them, between Iman and Kufr is Salah. Umar radiallahu anhu stabbed on his last gasp of life. What is he saying? La khadda fil Islam liman taraka salah. There is no share in Islam if salah is not in your life. Salah has to be there. Connection with the masjid has to be there. Thousands are prepared to march. Where are those thousands at the time of salah? Thousands are prepared to raise slogans championing the cause of Islam. Do that or don't do that, I'm not even going into that. But where are our priorities? Why are our masjid still empty? Particularly Fajr. The thermometer, the yardstick is Fajr. The one who will make Fajr Salah with Jamaat, he has raised the flag of Rahman. The one who misses his Fajr Salah, he is moving with the flag of Shaitan. How is Allah's help going to come? How is Allah's help going to come? How are the conditions going to change? We are making mazak with Allah. We are mocking at Allah. Allah protect us. This ummah has to come back to the masjid. Bani Israel were commanded. Iman, namaz, connection with the masjid. Coming back to that hadith, my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-masjidu baytu kulli taqi. He said, masjid is the home. In other words, a mu'min, his life revolves around the masjid. These five a'mal of masjid that Allah opened upon our elders. Mawla Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Mawla Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, Mawla Inamul Hassan Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, this call, Masjid Abadi, a'mal of masjid, giving time to the masjid. This is not something that was planned or came up in their mind somewhere. This is something taken directly from the seerah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the lives of Sahaba. Look at their connection with masjid. What was the connection of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with masjid? His whole life revolved around the masjid. To that extent that he said, Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatu min riyadil jannah. He said that piece of ground that was his masjid, he said it is a garden of Jannah on this earth. For you and I to understand the importance of masjid. Not that we fight with one another to go read two rakats namaz in rawdatul jannah. That's in its place. But what sabak did we take? What lesson did we take? That you read that two rakat nafil salah in Roda and your own masjid is empty? Your entire locality is away from the masjid? Go door to door, go person to person. We want to show solidarity with our oppressed brothers. We want to show solidarity with those who are suffering. This is the solidarity. Connect the ummah with the masjid. Bring them back to the door of Allah and then see how conditions will change. Al-masjidu baytu kulli taqi. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the masjid is the house. Your life revolves. Taqwa, iman demands this. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ He said, if you see someone coming, going, sometimes in mashwara, sometimes in talib, sometimes in this amal, sometimes in that amal, coming and going, connected with the masjid all the time, my Nabi says, فَشَّدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ Give gawa, give testimony, this is iman. He said, it is the house of taqwa, masjid, baytu kulli taqi. And what will Allah give you? I've run out of time, I'm terminating on this. Five things. Those that are suffering, Allah elevate them. Allah give them the highest stages in Jannah. Allah send down His help, His nusrat. Allah protect them. Keep them in our du'as. Strive for them. Cry for them. But take the lesson. Show our solidarity with them in a manner that will count. Share their pain in a manner that will count. What will count? Let that qurbani and sacrifice be a means of us causing the spark and the embers of iman to rise within us. Bring the ummah back to the masjid, my Nabi said. If your life will revolve around the masjid, Allah will give you five things. وَتَكَفَّلْ Allah. Allah is your kafil. Allah is your guarantor of five things. بِالرَّوْحَ Allah will give you rahat. You will be safe from depression. You will be safe from worries. You will have ease. You will have tranquility. You will be the recipient of Allah's rahmat and mercy. With rahmat is protection. Rahat, mercy, protection. Third thing my Nabi said, if the masjid, your life will revolve around the masjid. Five amal, our elders have simplified it for us. Five times salah in the masjid, amal of masjid, attaching ourselves with the fikr of masjid, going out person to person, bringing them back to the masjid. Third thing my Nabi promises, Allah is your kafil, Allah is your guarantor. Wal jiwazi ala sirat, you will cross the sirat with the speed of lightning. Ila ridwanillah, and what you will receive after that? The pleasure of Allah. Allah will be happy with you. Allah will be happy with you. Allah will be happy with you. And the fifth, the accolade, the crowning glory, my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who will make the masjid his home is a jannati. Ila ridwanillah, wa ilal jannah, he is a jannati, that black elderly woman who used to clean the masjid, slave girl in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When she passed away, my Nabi said, I can see her. Inni ra'aytuha fil jannah. I can see her in Jannah. Don't take this lightly. Become the people of the masjid. Musa alayhi salam is commanded, say to the Bani Israel, kalima namaz, and then wabashir al-mu'mineen. When they came on this, then the doors to Allah's help opened. Allah give us tawfiq.